Hi, this is addition for Cornelius Aron, C-O-R-N-E-L-I-U-S. Last name is Aron, B-A-R-O-N. Cornelius Aron. Date of birth 11-14-1981. Date of accident 18-2020. Date of services 1-13-2022. Ms. Cornelius Aron has been victim of automobile accident, where he was front end was collided as a rear passenger on the right in an Uber on 7-18-2031, leading to headache along with loss of balance, forgetfulness, nightmares, fearful of the event, pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, radiculopathy, right arm in 4th, 5th finger. However, no radiculopathy was complained of. Legs, pain in the right shoulder, difficult time to lift arm, with muscle spasm in general. The patient was found to have a herniated disc at C4, C4, 5, C5, 6, along with herniated disc at L5-S1, leading to patient undergoing lumbar epidural stent injections times 2, and this has improved his pain level to between 5 and 7. The patient is compliant and is undergoing therapy, physiotherapy, corrective treatment, and he is reporting that now he has a radiation to both arms posteriorly and both legs posteriorly, involving all the way to the ankle in S1, S2 dermatomation. Report 70% improvement in the pain cell, lumbar epidural steroid injections were provided. Improvement in ADLs, but his enjoyment of life is affected. 7th is affected. 6th. In the system review, patient has positive symptoms of weakness and difficulty sleeping, denies headache, dizziness, vertigo, division disturbance, balance problem, memory problem, focus problem. He denies anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has a history of pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, upper back, shoulder on the right side, right wrist and hand, and numbness of the right second, third finger, and radiation to the legs and the both arms with difficulty walking. In the GI, patient suffers from nausea, denies vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, contents of the bowel, stomach, or blood, or stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine, and patient has no issue with the asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath, and respiratory. And patient report that pain is now improved and it is more tolerable. He is able to walk well and able to go to work also. And the light duty. And patient denied any changes in medical history, surgical hospitalization, weight loss in last 30 days. No other trauma is reported. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported except using alcohol and marijuana. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 118 over 98, pulse is 69, temperature is 97.5, pulse ox is 100, rest of his physical examination will be identified. Previous visit of 12-28-2021, dictation number 0102-02. Allow plan of care to continue. Guiding patient with lumbar epidural steroid injection and cervical epidural steroid injection and injection to the right shoulder to provide reasonable relief in the syndrome and provide him healing and try to improve his function. The patient is otherwise stable and he will continue. He has been placed back on a light duty job where he work 7 hours, 7 days. And physical therapy will continue times a week. Traction, massage therapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie back program. Maps have been reviewed. Labs have been reviewed and the patient is in compliance. New lab in order and record from VA hospital and from Dr. Ramakrishna ordered and from previous hospitals. We have requested from his lawyer to send a IME report. Patient will be seen in 15 days' time. All the MRIs have been reviewed, options have been reviewed, and the patient is satisfied with our treatment protocol.